This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I got about an hour left in the show, so plenty of time for you to be joining us. If you have some questions, that's what we're here for. Every Sunday, do everything we can to help you out so you can be successful when it comes to the garden. Talking about a lot of things that we can do this spring. You know, we talked about getting things started here and there. Talked about indoors and outdoors starting. You know, doing some cleanups. You know, we can do some pruning now. Some of the pruning that we can do is for those deciduous shrubs that are not flowering in the spring. We can get those things done now versus having to wait for them. You know, we don't want to prune the forsythia now unless you need to, like when we were talking with Carrie. Carrie was saying that it's gotten so big, and I don't mind if I don't have the flowers this season. I need to prune it. That's fine. You know, the same thing with your evergreen-type shrubs like your, you know, rhododendrons, azaleas. If you know that it's gotten too big and you can't handle it, and it doesn't work in the spot that you have it in, you can do those things now. Just realize you're going to lose some of the flowers. I mean, that's pretty much the goal here, is to, you know, get our plants to flower. But if something comes up, something doesn't work the right way, that's fine. Just because it's written in a book doesn't necessarily mean that's what you have to do. There are some things, you know, in the garden that you should follow what it says in the book. But pruning flowering shrubs that flower in the spring, you don't always have to do it. Just don't trim the whole thing back unless you really need to. So things can be done. It's just, there are consequences to what you do. And the consequences of pruning something early like this is less flowers. If you can deal with that, great. If you can't, well, don't do it then. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 45 minutes left in the show. Plenty of time if you have some questions. We're going to be here until the end here. We're here every Sunday, 6 to 10. If you don't, you know, if you hear us on a tape delay or something along those lines, you might hear us the next week. But realize we're still live that actual day. So you just, it would be a, you know, a delay in when you would hear yourself on the radio. So just some things to keep in mind. I want to just make sure you understand we're not, you know, these things are why they're, you know, they're just happening. It's not like we're doing it here on purpose. It's just what's going on. So some things to do, you know, some of our fruit trees, if we consistently spray them in the spring and then we follow a process, we're getting to that point where we're going to need to spray some of these fruit trees, right? You know, is it the fruit tree spray? Is it the 3-in-1s? What is it that we're doing? You know, those, there are options to it. But if you've had insects or diseases in the past, it's a good time to start your process. Because if you look at the back of these bottles, they will tell you how many times you need to do it throughout the year or when to do it. And a lot of times before blossom, after blossom, so that we're not affecting the pollinators that are going to be near it. And sometimes this is a good time to do that, right? We're also, I mentioned it a few times today, removing burlap from your roses, sometimes you put them on arborvitaes, but removing that burlap that you've used to protect them for the winter months, because the sun is not able to get into it. So the photosynthesis that happens, the greening up of the plant, cannot happen because it relies on the sun for that to be able to work. So just remember those things as you're, you know, you're getting ready for the season this year. Now we're not looking to mow the lawn yet, even though, you know, I'm starting to see some green and you can see it starting to wake up and grow a little bit. We don't want to cut the lawn too early. We want to make sure it is given the proper amount of time to grow, and then at the same time, the proper amount of time before a frost or before it gets, you know, a heavy cold. If we were to start mowing the lawn early, you could cause some more damage than good. So just something to think about. Something to remember, yeah, you know what? I probably shouldn't do that yet. Feels like a good idea because you have some time, but don't mow the lawn yet. Now, we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Last year, I planted some new tulip bulbs, and this past week, I went out and I said, oh, I want to see if my tulip bulbs are coming up. Well, they came up, but the deer had all the leaves off. So I was wondering, will I get flowers out of there yet or not?
You might.
Yeah.
You might still get it, because if they're just eating the leaves when they're very young,
yeah,
they might not have started pushing the flower pot out.
Oh, yeah.
So you might still get it.
Yeah.
I would just, you know, just kind of wait and see. I might look at, you know, spraying the area with like a Rapelzol or something to help keep them away.
Oh, really?
The yeah. deer. Because yeah. they're once they've eaten there, they're going to come back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're hungry. They're like, oh, I already know where this is. I don't have to do any extra work to figure it out.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. They were eating all the way down to the ground. And I said, oh, no, my brother said, I bet it was a deer. And then I saw the deer track.
Yeah, well, when they get hungry and, you know, they're going to eat whatever they want, and that's one of them, so.
Oh, okay, you know, maybe that's what I'm going to do then.
Yeah, I would definitely spray just to help protect the rest of it, right. So that they can have time to regrow.
Well, you know, my brother said they don't eat the daffodils.
Yeah, sometimes they...
types of daffodils, but...
They're not picky sometimes if they're hungry. Yeah. But yeah, they will go to the tulips first.
Oh,
they
just, yeah.
There's something about it that they love.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to try that. Thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we have another call on the line. We can bring him on and introduce him before we hit the break. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Massachusetts.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have a question. I have two apple trees, and I'm wondering when would be a good time to prune them this year.
Okay. So you have two apple trees. Are they pretty exposed to the elements? Are they in an area where they might be protected a little bit?
No, they're pretty exposed to the elements.
Okay. Well, so we're going to hit a break right now. I'd love for you to just hang tight with me. And on the other side, we will discuss, you know, some of the techniques and what we need to do with pruning apple trees. I just don't want to, it's a bit of a discussion, so I don't want to just cut it off. So hang tight for me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Okay.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with John in regards to fruit trees, specifically apple trees, and when he should prune them. Right now is a good time to prune those apple trees, okay? Do you have young trees? Do you have older trees?
I have one that's about 5 years old, and the other one I'm pretty sure might be 25 years old.
Okay. So, you know, when we go to prune, we're looking to do a couple things. We're looking to promote new growth, but we're also looking to thin out some of the inside. We're also, trying to just clean up some of the dead and damaged. So we start with the dead and damaged, right?
Right.
That's the first part that we do. We clean it up, get some of that gone. For the older tree, and, you know, you could actually go with both because they consider almost a young tree to be getting it ready is like 3 years or younger.
Okay.
Those aren't really 3 years or younger, are not really in the prime fruiting time. They're more in the, getting bigger stages, right?
Yes.
So, you know, when we're going with some of the bigger, bigger trees, we want to prune out also any sucker growth that's on the base. That's going to remove, those aren't going to do anything for growing fruit. They're not going to encourage anything other than pulling water from the plant itself. Okay, so any sucker growth coming from, the soil, coming from the tree itself, and the easy way to find those is any branches that are straight up and down, or even some that are facing downwards and growing almost straight down to the ground, right? So sucker growth on apple trees, you know, could be considered water spouts, sprouts. So anything up and down that's going straight up or going straight down, those are branches that we can remove immediately without any questioning of it. It's not one of those that's going to affect the plant where you kind of look back and say, oh, did I just kill part of the plant? You know what I mean? These are ones that no matter what, you need to remove out. Okay, then you got to look for crowded branching, right? if you see a lot of branches coming out of one area because you did a prune previously, sometimes there's like three stems coming out of one area. Might make sense to remove two out of those three so that one that maybe is bigger than the other two can then grow on its own and not have water taken away from it, the fertilizer, all those things taken away from it. It can get bigger to grow fruit for you. And also at the same time, looking for any branches that might cross over others. Okay, those are the ones that we want to remove as well. Now, for the rest of the tree, you know, sometimes we can do a cutback of like by a third around it to encourage the stems to thicken and develop flowers more for the next season as well. So if it's one that had a lot of fruit last year, this might be the season to do some heavier pruning to promote next year's heavier fruiting. Because when it has a very heavy season one year, the next year is a reduction in production for the fruit. So it might be a year to kind of cut back a bit so that the following season you get even more, right?
Okay.
So there's a number of things to look at to do it. One other thing later on in the season, they will grow a lot of fruit, and it's more than they need to produce. So sometimes, once it's fruiting and showing, removing some of the young fruit, just kind of by hand, you know, twisting them off, will then allow that apple to get bigger in the area, right? So if there's a bunch in a cluster really close together, remove a couple of them so that that one remaining or the two remaining have space to grow. They're not growing into each other and then not getting big enough for a real good fruit. Okay?
All right.
I do have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, follow-ups, hang tight with me. We got plenty of time. I'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with John in regards to his apple trees, and he hung around. So, John, what else we got to help you with, or what follow-up questions do we have?
Okay, yes, this year I'm going to plant a couple of pear trees and one peach tree.
Yep.
Could you tell me how to prep the soil for them?
Well, so, you know, it's something that I would look at just maybe getting a soil test done now. So that you can see what's going on underneath. That doesn't necessarily, you know, help prepare you. It helps prepare you for later. It's going to help you know, you know, where, how you need to fertilize or if you need to do anything to the soil to add to it. I'd be looking at adding some sort of organic material to the soil where you're going to plant it. Some people will say, don't do anything. Don't add any additives because it makes the plant just stay in one area. I find that organic material, that you can never have enough of it in the soil around a plant. So if you know you have time and you can dig that hole, the double the amount that you need, so you can add some of that organic material on the outskirts, that would be beneficial. If not, when you're planting, make sure you use something along the lines of like a biotone. The biotone from Espoma is a beneficial microbes that attack that root system and help them expand to get more into the soil, which will then in turn help them get more water, more fertilizer, more everything. So that's one thing I would definitely need you, you know, say 100% you need to use is the biotone. And then adding, you know, is it a planting mix? Is it compost? Is it peat moss? Is it cow manure? Whichever you think you can get a hold of and which you would like to use is going to benefit the soil around it. I would remove all of the soil itself before you plant. And then add the additive on top of the soil that you've put to the side of the hole and mix it there. You could mix it in a wheelbarrow, whichever. but mix it so it's not just, you know, a layer of compost, then a layer of soil, then a layer of compost again, right? You want to make sure it's mixed so the root system doesn't just sit in one spot. It wants to expand and go to other areas, so it's not just stuck in one spot.
Okay. Do the root systems, will they grow horizontally or vertical or both?
So they will grow horizontally. They will have some that will go vertical, but they are horizontally. Apples in particular in your area can have, I've read before that an apple tree can have a root system like 100 feet away because it just goes horizontally.
Okay.
They might have a taproot, nothing major on them, but they're most likely they're going to be in the first 12 to 18 inches and going horizontally.
All right. Okay.
Okay. And then the one thing I wanted to add for the two trees that you're going to prune, the apple trees, look at getting a tree tone or some sort of fertilizer like that to use first thing in the spring when the ground really thaws, okay? Because you're cutting them back a bit. You're going to get rid of some of the dead and damaged. By adding this fertilizer, it's going to help with the production for this season and help them, you know, not go into a shock. Use the nutrients it needs and give back a little bit. The one that's 25 years old or older, I'm sure you might have fertilized, but not as much as you would the newer one. So the older one is still out there looking for nutrients to help with it, and this would just be a good way to help it.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, John. Well, I appreciate the phone call, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too now. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about green giants.
Okay.
When is it okay to stop planting a couple of them now?
If you already have them? Or
no, I haven't got them yet.
Okay. So the ground is, you know, warming up. You're down in New Bedford. I'd say the soil temperatures are definitely warmer than we are where I am in Chelmsford. Let me take a look here. You've got some warm soil temperatures where it's been 45, 47 degrees. That 5-day average is 44 degrees. So the ground's warming up. I think you could start doing it if you have them or could get them. I see no problems because you're going to be able to dig down here with soil temperatures the way they are. There's no real frost in the ground, so you'll be able to dig it without an issue. Just add some sort of additive to the soil, some sort of compost or something like that to it using the biotone when you plant, but you could definitely do it now.
Okay. How about roses? Can they be cut down now too?
I would wait another couple weeks for the roses. Probably
April?
No, you might be able to do it in two Sundays from now, just about, okay. Just because your temperatures are a little bit warmer. But the rule of thumb really is April. You know, my father used to say when the Red Sox came back to Boston, that's when you pruned everything.
Okay.
And that's about the time they come back. It's just take a look at the temperatures. If for some reason, and based on the temperatures that I'm seeing, they're just warming up and staying in that warm level. But if we have like a couple days, like 3 days, where they're predicting the overnight lows to be low 30s or even in the 20s, maybe hold off on it.
All right, so the beginning of April, probably the last week of March or something like that.
I would hope. I really would hope. But we've seen some crazy weather the past couple of years. It could be later, but I think you're right on with that time frame, end of March, beginning of April.
Okay, so the other question I got is I know the best time to put down seed and replant grass is in the fall. I can't do that. Shade issues, lack of sunlight issues, so I have to do that in the springtime. But as you know, grass starts growing in the springtime. What's a good prep for my grass to get it ready other than love your soil? What else can I put on it so that when I do the aeration and the seeding, you know, will be helpful?
Well, so, excuse me, the aeration could be done sooner rather than later if you wanted to, because, you know, it's just something that could be done. But have you done a soil sample for that in the past at all?
Yeah, and the pH is like a 7.
Okay, so it's a good level. That's perfect. You know, so, you know, the aeration is definitely going to help it. Putting that Love Your Soil down, you could definitely do now or in the next week or two. The seed, putting down in the spring, isn't necessarily a bad thing, right? Just because, you know, the best time for seed to really develop is the late summer.
Yeah, it's not happening with me, though.
Yeah, no, it just because it's in a book doesn't mean that it's right. I had a professor when I was in college say, putting seed down can be done all year as long as you can help maintain it. So if you can put seed down and make sure it's watered and make sure it gets established, you can do it at any time of the year as long as the ground is ready.
So like the beginning of May is fine.
Yeah, I might even do it before that, depending upon, you know, how the temperatures are going. As long as the soil temperatures are 55 degrees or warmer,
it's good to go.
I mean, I purchase all the grass seed for the Mahoney's Garden Centers, and the amount of grass seed we sell in the spring is almost the same amount as we do in the fall, because people are cleaning up and they're seeing some dead patches that they don't want to watch all year, and they just can't wait. I get it. So it's do it whenever you can, as long as you can maintain it and take care of it. The other thing is the best way to keep weeds out and crabgrass.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
The best way to keep it out long term is to have a healthy, thicker lawn. So for crabgrass, there are products out there that you can purchase with a crabgrass control but starter fertilizer. It knows the difference between grass seed and crabgrass seed. Right, so it knows that grass seed is good, let's leave it, we're going to help it with the fertilizer, but crabgrass seed we're going to prevent by doing that. So that can be done. They sell small bags of it. You'll see the small bags by Scott's. They'll have a 3-in-1 in the Turf Builder family, or a Scott's Step 1 with seeding. They own the rights to the product that's in it. So nobody else can have a 4,000 or 5,000 square foot starter. If you have larger amounts, there are bigger bags that, you know, are more wholesale bags, but they have the same active ingredient that can do up to 15,000 square feet. You're just looking for, I think it's called mezzanone is what they have in it right now. But if you have a small lawn,
5,000 will do it.
Yeah, so you just got to make sure on the package it says crabgrass preventer and seed starter.
Okay.
Because when it is just the crabgrass control, it'll kill all that seed that you're putting down. I'm trying to find the active ingredient. I can't type at the same time as I'm talking. But
that's all right. I know what product to get that you're referring to.
But that's the one to use, and it's a Scott's product. And they actually kind of changed their formulation to have it so it does only 4,000 square feet instead of 5,000. I'm starting to notice that on a lot of fertilizers. Keep in mind, just take a look at the bags on the back of them. I've even seen it coming on that Love Your Soil. If you buy a big bag, it's a little bit less weight to it, but they're saying it's the same amount of coverage.
That's hard to believe, though.
I've had so many conversations with them, and it's gone around in circles. From them just saying everything's okay. I find it hard to believe myself, but just keep it in mind on some of these packages, they might get smaller, but say that they do the same amount. I would still stick with on like your love your soil using 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet if you are maintaining it, or 12,000 12 pounds per thousand square feet if you are trying to fix something. And I would do the same thing on a fast-acting lime.
Okay.
Those numbers don't change because of the formulation to me, right? I've looked at the science of it. I've talked to many people in the industry, and those two are specifically like that. And it's the same thing with grass seed. You know, I just find it hard to believe that we're removing about 4 pounds. That's usually about what they're doing, 4 pounds of product, and saying that it can do the same. So just
what's the minimum amount of sunlight that you need to grow, to have grass stay growing?
So there are some grasses that will just use 1 or 2 hours. So you want to try to find a grass seed that has no bluegrass in it. You're looking for more with rye and fescue. And sometimes it'll have a, like chewing, the fescue chewings in it. It'll also have some poa in it. Poa is a, loves the shade. So
okay.
It can take 1 or 2 hours to the day. Alrighty?
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've got a number of calls on the line. I'm going to try to get to as many of you as possible, so we'll go right to the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Lee is in Osterville.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have very difficult grass, about 1,000 square feet of lawn. And I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and I have put down Love Your Soil and the Step 1 with the crabgrass preventer and Magical. But Infused is one that I'm not so familiar with, and I'm wondering if that could be put down now.
I wouldn't put the Infused down yet. Infused is more for diseases, and there's no real diseases in the lawn just at the moment. They're kind of still dormant. Putting it down would be, in essence, a waste of money for you, and I'd hate for you to have to worry about that. It just doesn't make sense to put down at the moment. You can wait until probably beginning of May to do some of that. Maybe a little bit earlier, depending upon if you've seen diseases in the lawn previous years, right? It would only be used as a preventative if you know something's going on. If something has been happening regularly, you want to try to get to the soil about a month before it would have happened last year. And so... A lot of the diseases that we saw were more into June and July. Mm-hmm. And so starting to take care of them more in the beginning of May means the long term you're going to use less of the product as a preventative versus a curative.
Okay. What in what order do I put these down? I remember last year you said to put double the amount of Magico and Love Your Soil.
Yep, and that's only if you have a low pH and you have trapped nutrients, you have issues with the soil, etc. Double the rate is something to do to help fix it, whereas the rate that's on the package is meant to just maintain it, keep it the same. So if you had some issues where you had moss or you didn't have a lot of growth, and or if you had a soil sample that says you need lime, you know, we're looking at using double the rate to help push it that season versus having to wait, you know, just to maintain it. You want to make sure it's at double the rate to help its production.
So I use Magical.
Yep.
And I use Love Your Soil. And I usually do three applications.
Yep.
Would I start in the end of March?
You could do that, yes, definitely.
And can I put them down simultaneously, like Magical?
Yeah.
And then Love Your Soil, and then step one with grass.
Yeah, right after another, no problem.
And would I double the rate, because I do have moss in my grasses, and I have a very shady lawn and a very small lawn.
So, you know, the moss is probably there because of the shade aspect, and it could be compacted. I would throw into the mix using some sort of moss max or a moss control to get rid of the moss on top, rake it up the best you can. Then the Love Your Soil and the Magical will help bring the pH levels to where it needs to be and remove some of the extra additive that's in the soil that you just can't see. So yeah, you could double it to help with that, but you also need to control the moss itself. And it's very important that once you use that product to kill it, you rake it up and remove it, because it's one of those things that if you don't remove it, it will actually start to regrow, right? Mm-hmm. So even though it turns black and it dies off, it could actually come back and produce the moss for that next season as well.
Am I reseeding after I pull it up? Do I have to reseed as well?
If you're using a crabgrass control, you need to use a crabgrass with starter fertilizer and make sure it's not the the crabgrass that's just as your step one. So you can put the seed down at the same time any of these products are going down, just as long as the crabgrass preventer has a seed starter aspect to it. It's not just to prevent crabgrass. Alrighty.
Can I stay on the line? I have a couple of questions.
Well, so we're done for the show. We're back here next week from 6 to 10, as always, on Sunday. Unfortunately, I got a number of things to do today, so I can't stick around after I apologize. But we will be back next week, so be good to each other and plant something. See you next week.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.